It's Thursday morning, time again for your comments. Nancy Kirkland wrote us from Franklin, Indiana, to say that she was disappointed by our coverage of the largest beef recall in U.S. history. She writes, "I trust NPR to give warning before launching into graphic detail of the harming of animals. I covered my ears, jumped out of bed, and have not turned on NPR since." Well, Ms. Kirkland, if you have turned us back on, we did add an advisory to our later broadcasts that morning. Dolores Young of Rogers, Arkansas, was one of several listeners who said our story made them rethink their eating habits. "Your report on the cattle slaughter has already convinced me I do not need beef anymore. I don't want to continue being part of that whole chain of abuse, unsanitary conditions, and unhealthy consumption." And she writes, "Thanks for letting the public know the truth." Those who can still stand to eat anything followed our hidden kitchen story about early White House chefs. That report included a common myth about America's first president.
As we know, George Washington had wooden teeth.
It's a bit of so-called knowledge that Scott Swank chewed up and spat out.
There's no evidence that wooden dentures were ever made in the United States at all.
Mr. Swank is the curator of the National Museum of Dentistry. He says Washington's dentures were probably made of ivory. The story of the wooden teeth might have come about because the first president had a fondness for red wine,
which would have stained ivory. And I think they would have probably looked a lot like wood.
Either way, it's a good reminder. Don't forget to brush.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
No matter what your teeth are made of, we got some reassurance this week on the 40th anniversary of the TV program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I'm just so proud of all of you who have grown up with us, but I would like to tell you what I often told you when you were much younger. I like you just the way you are.
Matt Sutkoski of St. Albans, Vermont says, "I was in a gloomy mood driving to work, ruminating about how people think I don't work hard enough, or I work too hard, I'm too involved or too aloof. No problem. At 45, I can take it," he writes. "But it sure helped to hear Mr. Rogers say on Morning Edition, just as he told me when I was 5, that he likes me just the way I am."
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
To let us know how you're feeling about what you hear on Morning Edition, go to NPR.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.
Ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good day."